helping you plan for a successful retirement and what's right for you and your family. This is the Aging Hour with Bill Davis and elder law attorney Phil George of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
You know, that's the big money guy there. I call him the CYA disclaimer voice guy.
Yeah.
Who basically told you that what we're about to do here on the Aging Hour, Safe Harbor Legal Solutions brings it to you. Phil George here, elder law attorney. I'm Bill Davis. That guy basically says everything we're doing for the next hour makes no sense, means nothing. It's for entertainment value only.
And even then, can you imagine if all people were getting out of this was entertainment?
Yeah.
Man, they're not getting much.
Boy, you want to talk about sucking down a black hole.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Anyway, the reason we are here, we're trying to help a few folks, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, wills, trusts, geriatric doctors, Social Security, just, you know, stuff when we get a little older, we get to deal with.
Absolutely. And where do you go for answers?
Yeah, where do you go?
People look to Google.
Go to the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. And people, you can go down a rabbit trail on the internet, right? Before you know it, you think you have 16 different kinds of cancer.
Absolutely.
And so I got to tell you what, if there's one thing this show won't do, give you 16 different kinds of cancer.
Nice.
There's a guarantee
right there,
Bill.
We need to put that in the disclaimer as well. If you want to chat with Phil and have a topic brought up on the show, you can email him. The email address is radio@safeharborlegal.com. You can also call Phil's office, 360-746-7169. Yes. I'm assuming we have pressing issues today.
Oh, boy. We have three pressing issues and then the fun one. So, first one, probate wasn't that bad. Why would I want to avoid it?
Okay.
Second one is, why should I hire a care manager?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, how can I help my dad?
It's kind of a broad-based question.
It's kind of a really broad question.
Yeah.
And then finally we have my favorite, the wrap-up.
Yeah. We talk about getting your family set up for success.
Exactly.
So, you want to go do it?
We've got to do it sooner or later.
I know. We got to get started. Producer says, you're already 2 minutes over.
So. Tapping their watch.
All right. First email question. Yeah. I've been listening to your show for a while. Well,
ooh-wee.
Mr. Producer Man.
Man, oh man.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to get a...
For those that don't know, the cash register rings and the nickels get placed in there every time somebody says they listen to the show or they're a fan or whatever.
Yeah.
We get new nickels, Phil and I do. So.
Once a month, we got enough for some bubble gum.
Yeah.
Man.
So this person says, I like most of what you have to say. I disagree with you on one issue.
Ooh.
Does that mean they take our nickels back? Wait, I just mentioned a band, Nickelback.
There we go.
Anyway, my mom hired an attorney. Dad passed away last year. Probate wasn't bad at all. Mom, had an attorney, and all they had to do was go down to the courthouse, file one document, and she was able to sell her home and move into a retirement community in Linden. Didn't take any time at all. Why would I want to go out of my way to avoid probate if it's that easy? Okay.
Sure. Well, fair question.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sending in this very, very fair question.
I need to hold up a sign that says sarcasm.
All right. And I appreciate your concern when it comes to educating everybody else out here on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm very, very glad that your family had a wonderful experience.
You're sugarcoating. I got a feeling you're going to come back and go, nah.
I don't think that was probate.
Did they not go through probate?
No, that's not probate.
Oh, okay.
If it was, then they still got a lot to do.
All right. So why do you think it wasn't probate?
So probate takes a lot more than that, right? Probate isn't just going down and filing this, right? This is just this one thing. There's steps. There's steps you have to take. You have to... The initial documents you have to file just opens probate and says who gets to be the executor. And then you have to go and you have to find out who all the heirs are. And you have to mail them notice. And if they're actually listed in the will, you have to send them send them copies of the will and all of this kind of good stuff. And you have to put notice in a local newspaper, and you have to create inventories and final income taxes and distribute assets and all this kind of good stuff. And that just doesn't happen with one quick trip down to the courthouse.
Okay. So they went into the clerk's office.
Yeah.
They did something fast.
Yeah.
But this wasn't probate.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, what do you think it was?
I think that if I had to guess, Bill, I'd probably say that it was that mom and dad probably had a community property agreement. Community property agreement.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Right. What does that do?
So community property agreement is basically a contract between spouses. If my wife and I have a community property agreement, and it says when I pass away, everything goes directly to my wife. And when my wife passes away, if she passes away, everything goes directly to me. So it's kind of a get out of jail free card for spouses, mm-hmm. right? If you don't have kids, if you don't have property in another state, if everything's real simple and it's just husband and wife, then sometimes what you can use is a community property agreement. And at that point, then it should be fairly simple, because all you really have to do is just file this affidavit of community mm-hmm. property. And then all of a sudden, dad's name will be off the property.
Well, if they did do a community property agreement,
sure.
Does that get you past probate? You don't have to do that?
Yes, but, right?
Oh, okay.
There's always a but.
Yep.
And there's usually a depends attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but you get to bypass probate, but you only get to bypass the probate once, right?
Oh, okay.
You get to bypass the probate once when mom passes.
Once when dad passes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
If they have kids, then the kids are still going to have to go through probate when mom passes. And so, or if you have, like I was talking about earlier, if you have real estate in another state, the community property agreement doesn't work for that. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you'd still have to go through a probate in Washington and in this other state in order to take care of that. And so there's just...
This isn't a magic bullet like we talked about earlier.
It's not. Yeah. It's not a silver bullet. Mm-hmm. The only true silver bullet out there to avoid probate is a revocable living trust. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that works 100% of the time if you've got all your assets set up correctly in it. And so, I'm afraid that what this person had isn't any kind of probate that they went to. It's mm-hmm. a community property agreement. But that means if this guy thinks that probate's going to be that easy and he's not going to do anything now because he thinks that probate's going to be that easy. Well, he's going to be in for a world of hurt when mom passes.
A little bit of a shock.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a possibility mom doesn't even have a will, right?
Oh.
And if that's the case, if mom doesn't even have a will, if there's just this community property agreement between mom and dad, then this guy's in for a really, really rude awakening when his mom does pass. Obviously, you're in for a rude awakening when your mom passes because everybody loves their mom. I love my mom. Hi, mom. But he'd have to go through probate, and then he'd get to see what probate was really like.
I think what he ought to do, as we always hearken towards this, the end of segment one, is you offer a one-hour free consultation.
Actually. Actually, this is a good time to bring that up. We're no longer offering the free initial consultation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
No, I know.
He's been mistaken all along.
Okay. No. This is, and it's a good thing to talk about. But,
okay.
So what we're doing is we've just have, there's a lot of interest coming in. Mm-hmm. And so we'd love to have people call in, and then if people come into us through the seminars or anything like that, at that point, what we usually do is offer people a free voucher for an initial. And we'd love to talk to you if you're listening to the radio and you'd like to call in. Mm-hmm. But basically what we would do is if you call in from the radio, it'd charge you my hourly rate. It's $350 to sit down for an hour and just talk mm-hmm. about putting your estate plan together, putting a trust and wills together so mm-hmm. your family won't have to go through probate or anything like that. And then when you sign up after our initial consultation, that $350 applies towards the cost of the package.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a rebate package.
Exactly. Yeah. It's basically free because, mm-hmm. Most people want to come in and sign up once they sit down and have a chance to talk with us.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the free initial consultation goes, those. That's going to be from people that are actually sitting down to one of our live in-person events.
Oh, okay. All right. Either way, he probably should give you a call, 360-746-7169,
yes,
and talk to you and make sure that he knows whether or not he's got the community property agreement, or if it, you say it really wasn't probate,
absolutely,
and you want to keep him from having that
yes
freight train off
exactly
in the distance when it all happens.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Right. Have the we'll keep that that light at the end of the tunnel there. Make sure that isn't a freight train. Make sure that mom's taken care of, and make sure that this guy and his family doesn't have to go through that. So,
sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up next, what are we going to
discuss? Oh, we got a good one. It's why should I hire a care manager anyhow?
We never have a bad one. He always says, oh, we got a good one.
We got a
They're
good
all
one.
Good.
They're all good ones.
Yeah, they're
absolutely
all good. We'll continue with the Aging Hour with Safe Harbor Legal Solutions here.
For
just
another good one.
KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
When you are a working mom, you wear a lot of different hats. You're the one making sure your family gets to school and work on time. You're the one making sure your family is happy and healthy. And you're the one that will probably be taking care of your parents if something was to happen to them. With everything else on your plate, your mental load is already maxed out. Well, I can help you when it comes to your parents. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you and your parents so that they can help your family create an estate plan to avoid probate, mitigate long-term care costs, and to reduce the burden on your family. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your family's estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
How confident are you in your estate plan? Confident enough to know you won't run out of money from uncovered long-term care costs? Confident enough to know you won't be forced out of your home against your wishes? Confident enough to know you'll never become a burden on your loved ones? If you aren't 100% confident in your estate plan, it's not the plan for you. Don't risk it, and don't wait until it's too late. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will make sure you can lead a dignified retirement and offer your family peace of mind. So you'll never have to worry about exorbitant expenses, being forced from your home, or becoming a burden. And if you don't have an estate plan yet, the attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions are there to guide you. Put your plan in place today so you can prepare yourself and your family for the future, no matter what it holds. Safe Harbor Legal will show you exactly how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Well, looky here. How about that? They actually invited us back for segment two.
Did they really invite us, or did we just slip past the guy at the door? Yeah,
it's the Aging Hour. It is brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Phil George, Elder Law Attorney, Counselor at Law. I'm Bill Davis, and we take your questions and comments and constructive criticism, everything
else.
Radio@safeharborlegal.com. Yes. If you want to email Phil, radio@safeharborlegal.com. You can always call his office, 360-746-7169. Uh-huh. And we always deal with email questions here. So let's see what this person has to say. My wife and I are in our mid-70s. Last year, she started having more and more trouble taking care of her personal needs. I do my best to help her, but I'm beginning to have a little bit of trouble taking care of her. I've heard you talk about care managers on your show before, which means he's a listener. So another shiny nickel for Phil, and I thank you so much. Can you tell me more about care managers and whether you think I should try to contact one for my wife?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, oh man. Yep. So this ends up being a really, really important question, right? As a lot of times this will happen, obviously. One spouse will get sick and then the other spouse will feel like it's their responsibility. It's their duty to take care of them, right?
Yeah.
And that makes sense. You know, when you get married, it's for in sickness and in health, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to take care of each other. But when you get older, the physical toll, right? The emotional toll, the everything that goes along with it can sometimes really get overwhelming. I mean, a lot of times when people, you know, if you have a spouse that's sick and they're truly sick and they're having trouble taking care of their own needs, you know, a lot of times the other spouse isn't able to pick them up off the floor or, you know, help them get out of bed or help them in the shower and stuff like that. And so that kind of physical strain can really do a number on somebody. And then that's not even the emotional toll, right? Mm-hmm. Because people start feeling what will happen a lot is one spouse will be taking care of the other spouse and they'll start feeling, you know, maybe a little bit put out by it sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, they're putting out a lot of work and it's hard and then they start feeling guilty for having any kind of negative feeling about their spouse to begin with. And so that kind of leads them down a rabbit hole. And so before you know it, from the physical toll and the emotional toll and everything else, a lot of times, Bill, when I see one spouse taking care of the other one, that spouse, the caregiving spouse is usually the next person to get sick.
Yeah.
Because again, there's just so much that goes on with it there. And so that's where one of these geriatric care managers, they can really come in, they can help the family, and they can help somebody like this in this kind of situation.
Well, let's talk about geriatric care managers. What does that entail?
Yeah. So a geriatric care manager is basically just kind of an overarching title. But what they do is they help people in my world, anyhow. I'm sure that they help people with lots and lots of various things that I'm not going to list here, but in my world, they'll do assessments. They'll help people with housing, and they can act as advocates in people's and with people's estate planning and health and stuff like that.
Well, what do you mean by assessments?
So when you get an assessment, it's a lot like getting a report. So if one spouse gets sick, and this is something I actually put in my legal documents, that if you notice that your spouse is getting sick, or if it's your kids and they notice their parent is getting sick, they're supposed to reach out and get an assessment from a geriatric care manager. Now, what this does, it's basically a report. The care manager will talk to your doctor. They'll talk to your nurses. They'll talk to your family. They'll come and interview you. And then they'll give your family this comprehensive report, right? And this report will basically tell your family whether you would qualify for Medicaid currently. Mm-hmm. If you would qualify for Medicaid, how much would Medicaid pay for? They'll tell you what your plan of care needs to be on a daily basis, right, to keep you happy and healthy. They'll tell you what kind of medical equipment you'd need to bring into your home to accomplish that. They'll even go so far as to tell you how much it would cost if somebody had to come into your house privately and you had to pay them privately.
Okay.
And so once you're able to do that, right, once you're able to put that kind of plan in place or have that kind of report, then the family can make some really, really, well, two things. One, the family can make really good decisions, right? Because no matter how much people might want to keep their loved one home just as long as possible, sometimes it is just not possible, right? I mean, because if you're truly talking about somebody needing 24-hour care, if you're going to do that at home, that's $20,000+ a month to handle that. So So knowing what that cost would be up front, or if it's even possible up front, is incredibly important, knowing what it would take. Mm-hmm. But it also helps in just getting people home from the hospital or home from a rehab facility. So doctors, most of the time, they're hesitant to send people home from the hospitals.
They want to know you got a plan.
Exactly. Right. They're risk averse, right? They don't want to send you home if they think you're going to fall or anything like that. So if you can prove to them you have a plan in place, something that you've actually put some thought into, they're much more likely to actually allow you to do that. And so these people help with that too.
You talked about housing, and we have covered that subject many times, I think, on this show.
Yeah, we have. And so remember, part of the when we've talked about how Medicaid, really, there's three qualifications. Technically, there's two, but in reality, there's three. There's the functional qualification, whether you're sick enough to access Medicaid. There's the financial qualification, whether you would financially qualify. Mm-hmm. But the kind of shadow qualification is housing. Because finding housing that will accept Medicaid as soon as possible can get tricky. Just finding suitable housing, right? Something that appeals to the person that's sick in your life, it becomes incredibly important.
And
myself being a layperson, Bill, it's hard to... I don't know enough about housing to actually make those decisions. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know where to go to, look for the reports. And so the difference between a good housing facility and a bad housing facility is, well, as you can imagine, I mean, a bad one can get really bad, right?
You talked about geriatric care managers being advocates, and I assume that's a good thing.
Yeah.
There's ways they can act as your advocate.
No, definitely. Yeah. And so a couple of different ways. Again, one, they can help you prepare for your Medicaid meeting, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to get on Medicaid, one of the things that Medicaid will do when you're going through that application process is they'll send somebody out to your home to interview you. Mm-hmm. A social worker, and the social worker will ask you all sorts of questions, and they're personal questions, right? They're like, are you able to bathe yourself? Are you able to go to the bathroom by yourself? Mm-hmm. And just because somebody's sick doesn't mean that they don't have a lot of pride. And so a lot of times what will happen if somebody isn't prepared for this kind of interview is they'll look at the nurse and they'll go, I'm just fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I don't need your help going to the bathroom. And the social worker is just fine at that point going, okay, walking out, and now you don't get Medicaid.
Right.
Right? So one of these things that the geriatric care manager does is they'll sit you down and they'll actually walk you through the interview ahead of time and kind of coach you on what questions are going to be asked and how to answer things truthfully in a way that's going to help you access benefits.
Right.
So that's one of the things they do. The other thing that they do is, especially for folks that are maybe single or don't have kids, they can act as an advocate for somebody who can go into, doctor's meetings with you. Mm-hmm. As people get older, it becomes incredibly important to have an advocate there with you when you go into your doctor's office so that, you can, if you're listening emotionally because it's you they're talking about, then you've got somebody next to you that's kind of listening with, a little bit more of an active ear and able to ask questions and remember things for you. And so having that advocate there for you can be incredibly important.
Are these care managers nurses?
They can be.
Okay.
They can be. And they come from all over the place. Mm-hmm. Most of my experience with geriatric care managers are, people who have at one time worked at hospice or they've been nurses or they've been CNAs, certified nursing assistants, or they've been social workers. And that's usually the pool of people that these get drawn from. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that there's any specific designation for geriatric care manager, but people with these backgrounds are the ones that kind of hang that shingle.
Probably be a good idea for them to reach out.
Heck
and,
yeah.
Get a care manager.
Absolutely. Yeah. In this position, if he's taking care of mom, if dad is taking care of mom, and he is kind of coming to the end of his rope there, it's going to be incredibly important for him to reach out and get that care manager, start getting things in place. But there are other things that can help with this too, right? And because it sounds like what dad really needs is some respite, right?
Yeah.
And there are things that you can do to kind of depending upon mom's illness to give dad some rest, give him a break, right? Yeah. There are dementia daycares. There are places where you can, take your loved one for the day just to allow you to, breathe,
yeah,
right?
Right.
There are all sorts of good places around that do that. There's a place out in the county that has a real nice kind of pastoral farm setting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have animals out there or not, but right. I know that they have vegetables and all that yeah. kind of stuff you can look at.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff like that's incredibly important. And it's a good thing to do because you have to take care of your own health, too.
That's the main thing. Probably a good idea for them to give you a call, 360-746-7169.
Heck yes.
And chat about this.
Heck
and you can
yes.
you can probably point them in the right direction.
At least I'll point them in a direction.
Yeah. And, you know, help them out with a care manager.
Sure.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
You said that our third email
yeah.
Today, very
yeah.
broad-based.
It's
something about helping dad.
Helping dad. How can I help dad?
Okay.
It's something everybody should be doing.
We'll
right?
delve into that.
Help dad.
Yep. In just
help.
A few minutes here on KGMI, the Aging
Dad.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
If you're a working mom like me, you have plenty to worry about. I worry about my kids, my husband, my job, my parents, and society in general. I know I should be getting my affairs in order, but my mental load is maxed out. Well, one worry I can take off your plate is what will become of your kids if something was to happen to you or your husband. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you so they can help you create an estate plan to avoid probate, to choose who would be the guardian of your children, and to reduce or eliminate death taxes. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
No gimmicks, just the highest quality systems, 0% interest financing, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Rely on West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Contact them today at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and mybellinghamnow.com.
And we're back for our third segment of the Aging Hour. It's brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I'm Bill Davis, along with my good friend and elder law attorney and counselor law.
That's, oh, yeah.
Philip Ray George,
uh-huh.
right across the mic from us. What I love
yes.
is that For those who do not join us on Saturday, and right. you know who you are.
How dare you?
You can yes. access the show
yes.
On the internet webby thingy.
In the internet webby netty thingy.
Yeah, the one that all the kids are talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all out there. You go to the www's and you can go to safeharborlegal.com.
The www.
The www's. And you can scroll down just a little bit and you can find a repository, Bill, a repository mm-hmm. of all our past shows.
Yeah.
You can search by keyword, although I was disappointed to find out that turnip truck and turd and turd, road wheel are okay. not road searchable kill. Keywords.
You need to talk to your IT person about that. Okay.
I know. Yeah. I know. Okay. Well, my wife is my IT person.
Well,
so.
There we go.
She All makes right. the decisions,
and
Bill.
Basically, exactly right. it's how she wants it to be.
That's exactly right.
You can go in and exactly say, right. can we do this? And she'll say, not on your life.
Right. And I say, yes, dear.
That's right. And then you cut the check and everything's okay.
And everything's all right after
all
that.
Right. Well, anyway, so if you go to your website.
Yes, go to my website. Scroll down just a little bit. You can find the pearls of wisdom that Bill and I drop every Saturday and Sunday mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock. You don't have to be here to listen to us in the studio. You can download it. You can share it with your friends. You mm-hmm. can share it with people at church. You can have a beach party and just have this going on in the background.
Well, it's going to be spring before long. Yeah.
I'm picturing one of those 70s or 60s beach movies with Elvis and Annette Funicello.
That's right, and have a big pot of crust, boiling crab.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay. And, yeah. and listening to the aging hour.
To the aging hour.
Well, you want to clear a room? Okay. Here's our next email question. Ooh,
This is a long one.
Okay,
buckle up, people.
Let me catch my breath here. Says, my dad and I have been... Oh!
Ooh-wee.
Well, you're already starting off well.
Starts
my dad
good.
And I have been listening to your radio show for the past couple of months, and that means the cash register opens up and we get a new nickel. Recently, something has happened to my dad, and I need to know what I can do. I apologize for the long question. That's okay. That's mm-hmm. what we're here for. I'm single. Never had kids. I'm a CPA here in Bellingham, certified public accountant.
Uh-huh.
My mom passed away a few years ago. For a while, my dad was doing okay, but then we decided it would make a bit more sense for him to move in with me. Now, I don't have any siblings or anything. My dad and I really just have each other. Everything was going fine until this incident occurred last week. I've always done my dad's taxes. Even back when my mom was alive, and I've always done their taxes. My dad's always given me his income information early in January when we can get his tax return completed and get it filed by mid-February. Now, this year, things are a little different. My dad didn't bring me his documents in January. When the 1st of February hit, I started to kind of ask, you know, where's the info? And he stammered and stuttered and said he'd get it to me, you know, he'd get it to me eventually. Well, 2 weeks later, I still hadn't seen anything from my dad. I asked him again. And he's kind of just started acting weird. Finally, this last week, my dad brought me his information, and I almost fainted. A few years ago, my dad had purchased a $250,000 annuity with the last of his retirement money. The idea was this income, along with his Social Security, would be enough to see him through. Well, when he brought me this info, I found out my dad cashed out his annuity last August. With all the penalties, he must have paid. This just did not make any sense. I asked him why, and it turns out my dad cashed out his annuity and donated, all the money left in his annuity to a political action committee that represented a political party my dad has never been affiliated with before. He's wiped out, and he's so embarrassed by what he did, he didn't want to bring me this info early in January like he usually does. Now, at this point, I know there's probably nothing I can do to get the money back. Is there anything I can do to protect my dad from making similar bad decisions in the future?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Can you imagine?
Well, dad feels bad.
Well, dad does feel bad.
God, yeah. He's done. He's got nothing.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, this is one of those things where a lot of times it's the shame that people feel, right?
Yeah.
When they do something like that, because they'll get riled up by a commercial, or
sure.
they'll, you know, somebody
see a news story on
exactly.
a, you know, whether it's right or left,
exactly.
it doesn't matter.
They
get into it and they go,
both ways.
I've got to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so they end up sending money and sending more and more money. And then before you know it, they get in trouble. But this is also what happens with, political action committees are scams, no matter who it is. But
I know, they are.
It's also these other people, the ones that reach out and call and say, oh yeah, I'm your grandson, you need to send me money.
Right.
Right. Whenever people get fooled like this, whenever they end up sending a lot of money out like this, they end up feeling just a lot of shame. Mm-hmm. So they don't end up telling anybody. If dad would have shared this back in late August or September of last year, there might have been a way that you could claw that money back, right? But boy, I got to tell you, this is a hard one, right?
Is this something where you start thinking about the mental capacity
Absolutely.
Of the person you're with there?
Absolutely, right? You know, and I think that anytime you hear a story like this, that kind of is automatically where your mind goes.
Yeah.
You know, how much mental capacity does dad actually have? Does he have the ability to understand kind of the ramifications of his decisions, that kind of thing? You know, one of the bad things about, well, there's a lot of bad things about mental decline, but one of the bad things about it is it's not, for most of the time, mental capacity doesn't just drop off the edge of the table.
Right. It goes over months and,
exactly.
and years.
It's a long, so it's hard to detect. Slow decline. Exactly. And usually the person who is kind of going through the mental decline is the last one to really admit it to themselves. Right.
Yeah.
Usually it's your family that kind of sees it in you long before that.
What can this person do then? Anything?
Well,
they're probably not going to get the money
back. I mean, no, they're probably not going to get the money back, right? But it depends on how, you know, helpful dad is.
Well, let's say going forward. I mean, what can they do?
Sure.
I mean,
and again, it depends on how helpful dad is. It's America, right? Yeah. So if you want to cash out your annuity and give $250,000 or whatever was left, right, to a political action committee, then, you know, God bless if you've got the mental capacity to do so. But if you don't, man, oh man, that's an entirely different kettle of fish.
Are we talking, I hate using the word, are we talking guardianship?
Yeah.
Guardianship?
No, I think you're exactly right, Bill. I think you're exactly right. Between guardianships and conservatorships and all the ships that are out there, I think that that's probably where you'd be headed. And that's, you know, we've talked about that a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a year in court, that's an adversarial process. You know, dad doesn't want the judge looking at him and slamming down that gavel and saying, you're incapacitated.
Right.
Right? So nobody wants to go through that.
Well, now that's if dad kind of resists and all that. Now let's put the glass half full and say, okay, dad cooperates.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
Where do we go from here?
I guess it might be possible to try and go and get a retroactive declaration of incapacity, right? It might be possible for them to, you know, go to a doctor and say, okay, you know, can you, you know, if you look at what dad's, you know, maybe at his physical last year and try to look at his physical this year and compare and see how far his mental decline would have come, and maybe you could make an argument with the political action committee that they had actually received you know, some kind of donation from somebody who didn't have the mental capacity to do so. So
they're
they had to give it
spend
back
some time in court to
and they'd look at you, you know, if there's one thing these political action committees are good at, it's lawyering up.
Yeah.
Right. And then so
they're probably not, the money's not coming
probably
back.
Probably not going to do that.
Right.
About all you can do at this point is just try to protect yourself from having it happen again. But it doesn't sound like dad has any money left. Right.
Yeah.
So at this point, what you really want to do is make sure dad doesn't start giving away your money.
Well, sure. So they probably just should give you a call, or this person should give you a call, and you can kind of point him in the right directions to make sure that dad doesn't do anything maybe with their estate.
Well, and this is the time, right? It doesn't sound like that they have anything in place. And so now's the time to bring dad in, to sit down, to start talking about, you know, if dad is starting to decline, dad needs to get his documents in order and he needs to do it quick. Or the only thing that you're going to have left is having to go and get a guardianship or a conservatorship. So coming in, getting the powers of attorney done for healthcare and for finances, getting the mental health advance directive done. If they would have had a mental health advance directive in the first place and this person would have found out about this transaction back, like I said, in September, October, they could have forced dad to go to the doctor then and have a mental health test. It's probably too late now, but setting something up for dad now, setting up a good estate plan for dad, it's going to be incredibly important to do.
Yeah.
Get that taken care of so that, so that you don't have to do the alternative, which is unfortunately that guardianship and conservatorship.
Well, and in case, you know, there is an estate eventually, you know, he can donate the money to the Safe Harbor Legal Solutions PAC.
That's right.
He doesn't have one. I'm kidding.
That you know of.
I can hear. going to hear people going out. You're taking... No. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
You want to wrap this sucker up?
Let's do it.
Okay, we'll do that next on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
Isn't it finally time to get your affairs in order? You've been putting it off and putting it off, but did you know more than 70% of retirement plans fail when families need them most? Don't let your family be one of the 70%. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will show you how to give yourself the best possible chance at a dignified retirement and the best possible chance for peace of mind for your whole family. That means no running out of money from uncovered long-term care costs or extravagant death taxes. No being forced out of your home against your wishes, and never becoming a burden on your loved ones. Don't let a lack of planning spoil your retirement or your family's future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you won't have to worry about being one of the 70% that fail. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
When you are a working mom, you wear a lot of different hats. You're the one making sure your family gets to school and work on time. You're the one making sure your family is happy and healthy. And you're the one that will probably be taking care of your parents if something was to happen to them. With everything else on your plate, your mental load is already maxed out. Well, I can help you when it comes to your parents. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you and your parents so that they can help your family create an estate plan to avoid probate, mitigate long-term care costs, and to reduce the burden on your family. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your family's estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
We're back for the final segment of the Aging Hour. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions brings it to you. That's Phil George, elder law attorney, making those sound effects on the other side of the mic. I'm Bill Davis. And yes, yes, the cheering that you hear from the crowd, they're like,
"It's wonderful.
It's almost over. Our long hellish nightmare is almost over. We're almost coming to the end of the hour. These guys will be done, and we can get on with another fun show."
Exactly. On KGMI. Anything but these guys.
They're almost out of here. Anyway. Okay. Okay. So we had some good stuff to cover today. Our first email. This person thought they went through probate and said probate was not a pain in the keister.
You know what?
It was nothing.
And they were kind of smug about it, Bill.
Well, they were.
They were.
He likes the show,
sure.
But he said he disagreed with you about, you know, because you say how painful probate can be, and it is.
Sure.
But he said it was a piece of cake for them, and then if you came back with, Maybe that wasn't probate.
It probably wasn't probate. You don't get to just go to the clerk's office and file one
a document and you're done.
Call it probate and all of a sudden you're done. No way. That was probably a community property agreement.
I got a feeling he's not going to be a listener anymore now.
We've already got our nickel.
After you, well, that's true. He didn't get it back.
Sir, if you're listening, or ma'am, if you're listening, my recommendation would be to sit down and talk to your mom about what plans she has in place. Make sure that she has a will. And then, again, if you want to try to avoid probate, I'd be willing to talk to you. If you want to go through probate, I'd be willing to talk to you about the details of your mom's case. But believe me, the actual probate process is going to be much more involved. And when your mom passes, if she has a will and you go through that, you'll see. And it'll be much, much more involved in order for you to do anything with the home at that point. So
we had an email as to this person was saying, should I hire a care manager?
Right.
And
I
think you were probably on the positive yes side of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so this person had been, their wife had been on a slow decline and they'd been taking care of them. And now they're in a point where, you know, maybe it was getting a little bit too hard, maybe a little bit too physically onerous. And one of the things we talked about was just how physically hard and mentally hard and emotionally hard it is to take care of a loved one like that, especially a spouse. And it becomes even harder because people, you know, they feel guilty even having a fleeting thought about, you know, having respite or bringing somebody else in to help take care of their loved one because, you know, they want to be there. They want to be with their spouse. But I got to tell you, bringing in a geriatric care manager is a really good idea. What these people will do is they can help you with an assessment. They tell you whether or not you could access Medicaid. They'll tell you what kind of care would need to be done for mom and how much it should cost and what kind of medical equipment. And they can help you put a plan in place so that if anything does happen, you know, you've got the resources there to be able to take care of it. Mm-hmm. And they can also kind of show you that respite world too. They can help you find their dementia daycares and things like that, where you can take your loved one for an afternoon or even a full day, or even sometimes, Bill, you can take people, let's say, you know, for a week if you needed to just go on vacation or go on a fishing trip or something like that.
Yeah.
And so that can be a really, really good idea. And sometimes, you know, in when you're closer to the beginning of these stages where people need a lot of help, sometimes the caregiving spouse just needs a couple of days away and then their batteries are recharged and they're just fine.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But talking to a geriatric care manager, getting somebody like that on your side is a fantastic idea. And it's something that I wholeheartedly endorse.
We had an email just before this segment that let me try to give you the Cliff Notes version.
Sure.
Was a daughter or son?
I don't think they said.
Well, anyway, it was one
child.
One child didn't have any siblings.
No siblings.
Actually, really no family.
No family
else to take care
just
of.
Just dad.
Dad's he has been taking care of dad and his taxes and everything else because this person's a CPA.
Exactly right.
But dad apparently cashed out
his annuity,
this person didn't know anything about it, cashed it out and donated it all to a political action committee.
Right.
And basically, he's done. He's broke.
Wiped out.
And this person wants to basically, number one, see if there was a way to get the money back. Secondly, but more importantly, to keep dad from doing things like this in the future. And how can they help their father?
Absolutely. And I think it's kind of a public service announcement, too, to kind of bring awareness to this kind of thing that's out there. So if you're taking care of your folks and you've been doing their finances, you know, one of the first tells for if somebody has been fallen prey to one of these kinds of scams or donated to one of these super PACs is they start acting very strange about their finances.
Yeah.
And so that should be kind of a warning light for you that something's going wrong, something is not quite right. There's probably not a lot that they can do at this point, right? The Political Action Committee, they got the money, I think they said last August or so.
Right.
They've probably already spent it, and there's really not a lot you can do at this point, which is too bad because they were saying that dad's the income from the annuity and the income from the Social Security was going to be enough to kind of get dad through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now dad doesn't have that income from the annuity. Now it's just the Social Security, and I hope they're going to be okay. You know, I really do. It is going to be very, 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 very important for them, though, to get dad in to actually get his estate planning documents done. Because if dad, you know, this kind of behavior is it doesn't necessarily absolutely mean that dad's on the decline, but it's an indicator that he might be, right?
Yep.
And so It becomes very important to get dad in, get his legal documents done so that if something does happen in the future, the child has the ability to make financial decisions, to make mm-hmm. healthcare decisions, to force dad to go in and have a mental health check if mm-hmm. he needs it. And then when dad passes away, to make sure that all those assets end up going where dad wants them to go.
Yeah.
So setting up that plan is a fantastic idea. Again, I'm sorry that this happened to you.
Your first quarter is booking up and filling up. I understand you like to go out and speak to groups.
I do.
And, you know, like I said, your first quarter pretty much booked.
It is. And so the first response that came to my mind was, I like speaking to groups, but how well do they like me speaking to them?
Well,
I was like, stop.
Yeah.
Go away. No.
But if there's a group,
yeah.
You've done fraternal orders, I know you've talked to
churches,
police departments, churches, things
unions,
like that. You're available to come
HOAs.
Out and talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this
and
stuff.
What we do is we just have a really good talk about how to plan successfully for retirement, right? Study after study shows that, well, only about 67% of Americans, or I should say 30% of Americans have estate plans to begin with. Mm-hmm. Of those 30%, 70% of those fail miserably when families need them the most. And so how do you avoid that? What do you need to do? How do you need to approach your estate planning so that you can avoid those kinds of pitfalls? Well, that's what I end up talking to people about. And again, I do these talks all over Whatcom County, all over Island County, all over San Juan County, and just kind of bring this education to people so that they can learn to think about estate planning a little bit differently. And I got to tell you, these talks are very well received. And so if you are if you're a pastor, if you're the president of an HOA, if you're the head of a union, anything like that, and you'd like me to come out and give a talk to your group, I'd be happy to at least have that conversation with you to make sure we're the right fit for your organization. Our calendar is filling up fast. And so right now, I think we're probably booking into July and August for our speaking events. But if you would like us to come and talk to you, again, you can go to my website, www.safeharborlegal.com. Scroll down just a little bit. You'll find a button to press to get more information, and then we'll be in contact with you from there and see if that's a good fit, and we can come talk to your group.
Producer is in my ear telling me...
Unlock the door, Bill. Unlock the door.
Congratulating us for wasting another hour of everybody's time here on KGMI.
Folks, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to be here every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. Remember, you do not have to set your family up for failure in your retirement. We can show you how to set them up for success.